Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Today, I wanted to lift up the different international ministries and also ministries here as well as abroad, and those who have requested prayer for their ministry. And so we just want to lift them up before God. I want to just read some scriptures first. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." 28:19-20. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen." And then the last scripture, I think I might have read this already. Yeah, I did. Okay, so last scripture, Acts 1:7-8. "And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Lord, I just want to thank you today. I give you the glory and the honor and the praise, for there is none like you. As always, you are awesome and powerful and mighty, God. There is just nothing we can do to just show you how much we love you. But all we can do is just worship you, and we just give you the glory, Lord. Lord, today I lift up Brother Emmanuel and his family and his ministry and his friends in Pakistan. Lord, I just pray, O God, a special blessing upon them. Keep them under the hedge of your protection. We pray for their salvation of the Pakistani people who don't know Jesus, Lord. We pray for the building of churches and the financing to build those churches, God. I lift up the finances to build Bible colleges in Pakistan, and for you, Lord, to send leaders and pastors and evangelists to minister to those people, oh God. We lift up those, God, widows whose husbands have died. Maybe they were killed because they were, you know, worshiping you, or they were proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, and so maybe they lost their husband, Lord. So we lift up those widows who have lost their husbands and are learning to support themselves and their children, God. We pray that you supply their every need. Put clothes on their back, oh God. Supply the need that they will be able to clothe and feed their children, God. Give them jobs and better jobs, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for donations to the different countries, Lord, for Bibles and for donations for churches to be built, God. We pray, oh God, for the ministry of Pastor Naheem Nasir, God. We pray for his finances to continue building the church and the completion of the church that is currently being built and already in progress, God. Shower down finances today. Let there be a miracle of giving, Lord. Open the windows of heaven towards your people, God. We thank you, Lord, for your grace in supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory, Lord. I pray, O God, and lift up Rabbi Lewis and Apostle Maricela and the Yonah Adai International Ministries, God, as they support missions in Africa, Haiti, and Israel, Lord. We pray for the finances and funds and even the equipment to open ministry schools and for people to help the poor and the needy in Africa and Haiti. There's a large need in this country, these countries, God. We pray for even the soaking and in the presence of the Lord, the Well of Water Life Conference that is going to happen on the 23rd, God. Lord, send your anointing, God, and your presence. Let your Holy Spirit reign, O God, that people will be saved, that their hearts will be touched and their eyes open, O God. Lord, that they would come to know you as their Savior, God. Lord, I pray for missionaries who are bold, O God, and going to different churches, O God, and ministering to the people in different countries, O God. Lord, we just pray, O God, that you just send your protection, O God, and your grace, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, as they go and minister to the people and the poor in the countries, to love on them and let them know that you love them and care for them, God. And that, Lord, that, you know, help the people to know, Lord, and to their eyes to be open, O God. But send your protection as these missionaries go, Lord Jesus. Pray even for the people of Israel that they will be protected and continually blessed by your word, O God, Lord. Even those that are there, God, that you would open their eyes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to your word, Lord, and let them know that you love them and you care for them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray even for the people in China who are being quietly tortured for their faith, Lord, where no one knows, O God, where the government, Lord, is so strict, God, on the people, God. We just pray, O God, Lord, that you would just cover them with your Holy Spirit, O God, and your grace and your blood, O God. Cover them right now today. We pray for the people of Somalia who are fighting sickness and disease, as well as in Haiti, God. We pray for the children in these countries that they will have peace and give them strength, God, as some have seen some atrocities far more devastating than we could ever imagine, Lord Jesus. We pray for those children and we lift them up before you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now that you bless their parents so they would have the ability to care for those children, O God, no matter what they're going through, that they would have strength, O God. Give them peace in their minds today, God. We lift up all international ministries today, the churches, O God, the members, O God, the children and their pastors, Lord, for their protection over the churches and the church members, God. Lord, we just send your wisdom to the pastors, to the ministers, so that they would be able to minister your word and have a word for your people and to know how to assist their members, O God. Send financial increase to support these ministers and the poor, O God. Continue to provide and send the people to reach the nations near and far, Lord. Go into the places that we don't even know that there are atrocities, God, and that they are being tortured, God. We pray, O God, that you go into these dark places, O God. But, Lord, send your protection, O God. Send your protection, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for miracles to be done today in these places. We pray for healings and blessings as You send signs and wonders, oh God, and show them your unfailing love, God. We pray even for the United States, oh God, for the salvation of the people here in the United States, God, that their hearts will be open, oh God, to your word, God, that the people will begin to see your salvation, Lord. We pray for their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be humble, that they would submit to you and submit to your word, God, to know who you are, to know your love, to want to have relationship with you, Lord Jesus, to want to know you more, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, open the hearts of your people here in the United States, oh God, where there's times when it seems like that they're accepting wrong to be right and seem like they think that right is wrong, God. But Lord Jesus, you know the hearts of your people, oh God. So open their eyes, oh God, that they will begin to seek your face right now. We pray for the repentance of those who do not know you, God, that they do not know you, God, but they would begin to choose you and to seek you, God, and to seek your first, to seek you first, oh God, the kingdom, to seek your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for the government. We pray for our leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give them wisdom, oh, they would always put you first in all things, oh God, that as even they make these laws and precepts, oh God, that would be beneficial to the people, Lord, that they would keep you first in everything, oh God. Even whether here in the United States or those governments overseas, Lord, that they would begin to hear your voice, that they would open their eyes, oh God, that they would make laws to benefit the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we even pray for the salvation of those people in government, God, that they would begin to hear you, that send someone, oh God, to preach the word to them, oh God, to teach them, oh God, your way, to teach the word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Only through you, oh God, can this be done. Not through man, not through ourselves, God, but only through you, God, can this be done, God. Lord, we may not be able to see, oh God, the happenings, oh God, in any country, oh God, but only through you, oh God, can these things happen, oh God, the salvation of the people, God. Lord, we just pray, oh God, deliverance, oh God, deliverance, oh God, deliverance, deliver your people, oh God, from demonic activity, oh God. Deliver them, God, from sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Begin to send your word, oh God. Send your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the hearts, touch their minds right now in Jesus' name. Lord, you are mighty and powerful, God. In the name of Jesus, touch your people today, oh God. Let them know, oh God, that you love them, that you want to have relationship with them, that you want them to know you as their personal Savior. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, change the hearts and minds of your people today, God, in each and every country, oh God. Send your word each and every country, oh God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, you are mighty and powerful. You are gracious, oh God. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for keeping us day in and day out, God. We thank you for the breath of life, God. We thank you for salvation, God. We thank you for dying on the cross for our sins, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you today. We thank you, God, for protection, for your mercy, for your grace, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for even the children, keeping them, God. We thank you for keeping our families, God. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your peace, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you for being our rock, oh God, being our strength, oh God. We thank you, God. We give you the glory
in Jesus' name, for there is none like you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I glorify you today. Amen.